obviously we had a big, big weekend with the rain and the storms and everything, and Greensburg's still recovering, and obviously they'll be recovering for a long time. My grandpa lives in Big Lake, Missouri, which is up in the northwest corner there, mm-hmm. and it feeds off the Missouri River. Well, there's only about 150 full-time residents there, and then maybe another 150 summertime, you know, vacation-type people that own places up there. It flooded back in 93, and his house is, I guess you could say it's two stories. It's basically the foundation is above ground, so you walk in, if you walk in off the ground level, you're going into his garage, and that's the basement and everything, too.
Oh.
So, and then his living quarters are on top of that. Now, last time the flood came through, back in 93, the water got all the way up to, you know, the floorboards, up to the beams in the basement there.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it's flooded again.
Aw.
Yeah, my dad sent me an email last night, and then it was on CNN this morning. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not sure how high the water is at his place or not, but it's high enough that it's going to be cleaned up again. Now, I was 12 years old the first time, right?
Uh-huh.
And, well, it was an interesting time cleaning up, that's for sure. Because, well, it's, you know, it's basically the Missouri River water just all coming in there. There's sludge. I mean, there's like a couple, like 3 or 4 inches of sludge in the basement and stuff. It's just filthy and disgusting. We're supposed to have a family reunion coming up here, and my dad's like, it looks like we'll probably be cleaning it up instead. Great. But we did learn some stuff the first time around, so maybe we can do it a little bit better. My Uncle Phil worked at an auto place, and so he borrowed their pressure washer, you know, to clean all the mud off the walls and everything. And then, you know, everyone was cleaning up, and so they had some bleach, and they wanted to make some bleach water, you know, to help clean up a little bit. And so they thought, hey, bring that pressure washer over here so we can fill this bucket up. Well, here's a hint. Don't spray a power washer into a bucket with some bleach in it. It went right back up in his eyes. And he's like, oh. He's working on it forever. And the sludge is easily the worst part of the whole deal. It smells. It's just like, it feels like it's sewage. It's so gross. And there was like a paper plate laying on top of it or something.
What?
Right? Yeah, there's a paper plate laying on top of the sludge. And my oldest brother, Bob, picks up this plate, and he's going to throw it into the trash can, like Frisbee style, you know?
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of weight to it, because there's some sludge on there or whatever, so he's going to toss it Frisbee style. Well, he throws it, and the sludge flings off and hits my dad, like, right in the temple, almost getting into his eye, and my dad's, like, wiping it off his face, and, like, scraping it off his face, like, damn it, Bob! You know? So,
nice.
So those are a couple hints. Yeah, don't throw any frisbee-like objects with sludge on it if there are people around, and don't spray a pressure washer into a thing of bleach.
That's good things to learn.
Yeah, tips for all of us. Remember that for the rest of your life.